Aircheckdownloads.com.
Enigma. Honor, return to innocence. 10:25. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, madam.
Oh yes, hello. Can you get a message to the DJ that's on air at the moment, please?
The DJ that's on air at the moment.
Yeah.
Don't you know who he is?
I'm ever so sorry. I don't want to be rude, but I listen to it all day long, and I don't.
You listen all day long.
I know.
Do you listen every time? Oh, there's someone on the phone. Do you listen at this time every day?
Yes, I listen all day and every day. It's you, isn't it, I'm talking to?
Yeah, it's me that you're talking to.
I'm ever so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Can I just sort of say you do a lovely radio show and everything else, even though I can't remember your name. Please forgive me.
Okay, no, that's fine. You can call me, Andy Peebles.
Oh, of course it is. Oh, God. I bet you think I'm really ignorant. Sorry, Andy.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, then. Right, really famous presenter here. Hello, who's that?
Hello.
Hello.
Why I, Simon?
Why I call her? Someone who knows who I am. Huzzah.
I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Just a minute, just that I've got Simon Mayo on the phone here. I've got, I used to go out with a girl. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
It's a bad line. I used to go out with a girl, and she worked at a hotel in Manchester.
Yeah.
And one day, you know, one of these lovies was stopping there, Sir Richard Attenborough.
Yeah.
And she was on reception, and she had to show into his room.
Yeah.
And all the way up in the lift and all the way down the corridor, he was breaking wind.
He wasn't.
He certainly was, mate.
Old Dickie Attenborough breaking wind in the lift. That's a bad story. Anyway, what's your name?
Colin.
Colin, 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10?
Yeah, thanks, bye. Hello, it's Andy Peebles here on 1FM. Even, you know, a few years after you thought I was long gone. 10:27, and now a quiet storm with Level 42. Big single. 24 hours a day, 1FM at 10:30. The latest stories courtesy of Peter Bowes.
MP Brian Gould is quitting Parliament. And that's the latest, Andy. I'll have an update on 1FM, 11:30.
Thanks, Ed Stewart. Simon Mayo in the morning. He was the first newsbeat presenting it. Old Ed Stewart. A subtle song, new from Primal Scream, and on tour they are, courtesy of 1FM in March and April. Tour details on the concert line 0891 97 99 90 36p, from your house 48p if you can sneak it in somebody else's house. Now it's 16 minutes to 11 o'clock. The Proclaimers in just after 11. Live songs from them, A Confession, and Their Gods of the Day as well. 11:33 with M People. And now on the private line, hello.
Why, I?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes, all right. Okay, yes, that's why? Me.
Steve, is it?
Yes.
No, anyway, Emma,
that's right. Emma Freud. Hello,
don't
good
up. Say it when people get your name wrong.
I know, yes. Hello, I can take it, though.
Okay, then, Annie. Nice to speak to you.
All right.
Bye, Simon.
Thanks, bye. I think we went through everybody past and present then, didn't we? Yes, caller, hello. Anytime you like, hello.
Hello, Simon.
Yes.
Why, hi, Simon.
Yes, sir.
About the embarrassing moment.
Yes, sir, with famous people.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 years ago, my girlfriend at the time, we were at a Chelsea dinner and dance football club.
Chelsea football, right.
Yeah, dinner and dance. Steve Clark, famous Scottish left fullback.
Yeah.
Walked up to my girlfriend and gave her a big smacker on the lips, and she turned around and said, "Who the hell are you?" Which embarrassed me down no end.
Well, because you knew who he was, but she didn't.
Exactly. And he went away with his tail between his legs.
Well, what the hell was he doing kissing your girlfriend?
Well, he was meeting everyone. He had a few beers, didn't he?
Well, that's no excuse.
He had a few beers.
Anyway, if you will hang around with Chelsea, what do you expect?
Have you heard about Tottenham's new sponsor?
Go on.
Pontins. Because their season finishes in February as well.
Okay, it's an old joke. Thanks very much. Naught out of 10. are you a Chelsea supporter?
I am, yeah.
And are you lower down the league than us?
Just a little bit.
I think so. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Have you ever wondered that if a Tory MP was found in unusual sexual circumstances, he'd be in bed with his wife?
Yes, on 1FM's The Energy, this Wednesday is the dance scene gyrating back up north as Manchester sees the launch of 5 new labels. We asked that question. There's an exclusive The Energy interview of dancehall diva CeCe Peniston and half an hour of solid rap ragga and hip-hop tunes doing the swing thing for you. So roll up to The Energy this Wednesday at 9:30.
Yes, it's confession time again, and slightly different, because as I've been saying all the way through the show, Craig and Charlie are with us for the first time in many, many years. The Proclaimers are back. Huzzah! Craig and Charlie, good to see you again.
Hiya.
Hi.
How long has it taken you to come up with this album?
A long time. The last album was recorded in September 88, and this new album was recorded in October 93, so it has been a very long time.
It had better be good.
One hopes so.
So we'll come on to the amount of time that it's taken you to do all that and the whole American thing a bit later on in the programme, but the music dictates that we are in the confessional. And Charlie, is it you going to confess?
I'm going to confess.
Because actually you've confessed a lot of things in your records before, yeah. Anyway, like scratching cars and
that's right.
All that kind of thing.
I think the Proclaimers are what the Americans would call a very confessional act, you know? But the confession I'm going to give you, I was going to give you one about pushing a boy over a wall at school and stuff, but I thought, no, that's pretty mild. The one I'm going to give you concerns a chambermaid in a hotel in Newcastle.
Okay, it sounds quite in keeping with what we try and do.
It was many years ago, we just started touring, and we'd done a gig in Newcastle that night, and I can't even remember the name of the hotel, so to protect the guilty and the innocent. But in the morning, I woke up in this hotel room in Newcastle. And it's, you know, one of those mornings where you wake up and you just don't feel all is right with the world. I felt sick. My stomach was troubling me and stuff.
Whiskey, was it?
I temporarily lost control of my bodily functions for a split second. But as it turned out, the bed clothes and stuff had to be dumped in the bath. And the poor chambermaids that morning must have gone in and presumed it was the Proclaimers who'd been staying in the hotel. I don't know, but I'm deeply sorry, and whoever you are, when you're out there, if you're listening, it was me, and you know, I'll pay for any emotional trauma that it caused you.
So how many years ago? I was just thinking, you know, like, were you famous by this time?
I'm going to specify, yeah, we'd had a hit with Letter from America. Maybe it was a surprise at having the hit that caused the temporary loss of bodily function.
So there we go, big discussion, sort of like backstage at the hotel. Not that you have a backstage at the hotel, but, you know, like in the chambermaid rooms.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, we got the Proclaimers in. I want to go in and do Charlie's room.
Yeah, that's really good. We got the Proclaimers, and my God, I went in and the bedclothes were all
defiled.
They were defiled. And if you're out there, whatever your name is, wherever you are, I'm deeply, deeply sorry.
Could be the content for a song, I feel.
Yeah.
And Craig, you're just going to pretend you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, I've never done anything as bad as that. That's the honest truth. I've never done anything as bad as that.
Okay, well, it's a shocking confession from Craig and Charlie. They're going to be our guests between now and 12 with some live music coming up. Your confessions, please. Simon Mayer, 1FM, London W1N, 4DJ. Almost forgot the collective. Hang on a second. Kelly Finnegan. Yes, Kelly.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello, Ruby Slips and Easy. First, Simon, sorry.
Say that again.
Ruby Slips and Easy. I've got to say hello to them.
Yes.
All right.
Forgiveness?
Oh, yeah, we've all done something like that.
Have we?
Yeah. Well, I have anyway.
Okay, Dean Finnegan. This is Brother Dean.
Hello, Simon.
Recovered from his Jamaican jab. Yes, Dean, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely forgiveness there. Like my brother, we've all been a bit funny in the morning.
Okay, well, let's try Dad then. Terry Finnegan.
All right, Simon.
You'll be the one changing the sheets, Terry.
Yeah, well, I think he should have slept in the bath if he was going to be like that, so I'm not going to forgive him.
No forgiveness there. Okay, on to ever-forgiving Mum Finnegan. Yes, Lynn.
Oh, hello. Well, I think in future he ought to wear a nappy.
Yeah.
But I forgive him, being as I like his strong Scottish accent.
Oh, you do. Bit of a sucker for that, are you,
Lynn?
Yeah,
I like all that.
All right, thanks very much. And that's Lynn, Terry, Dean and Kelly Finnegan, our forgiveness collective. On balance, Proclaimer boys, you're forgiven. No worries. And a song in a second. Emma Freud at 12, of course. Mark Goodyear at 2. What a splendid show that is. Nikki Campbell at 4. Newsbeat at 5:30. Evening session at 7 with Steve and Joe. Loose Talk at 9. More from Kevin Day and friends from Dundee University tonight. D-Energy with Normski. CeCe Peniston on there tonight. Margaret Radcliffe at 10. With Mark Kermode reviewing the latest cult movie, and Carl Putnam as well from Cud on there. Claire Sturgis at midnight, that's new from Sting, Nothing About Me.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport.
Charlton grabbed the headlines last night by beating Blackburn 1-0 in an FA Cup fourth round replay at Ewood Park. It's the first time Charlton have beaten a high division team in the FA Cup for 60 years. More giant killing tonight. Potential shocks. Luton could beat Newcastle. Stoke could beat Oldham. Oxford could beat Leeds and Arsenal could beat Bolton. Only joking. England named their team later on today for the four-day match against Barbados starting tomorrow. Andy Caddick will be missing because of his sore shin. Chris Pyatt from Leicester makes the second defence of his WBO World Middleweight title at Brentwood. His opponent is the South African Mark Cameron. Who's he, you might ask? Well, he's the South African Mark Cameron, of course, as I just said. He's only been stopped twice in 18 fights, hasn't fought outside his country before. Now you know that. Let's bring Craig and Charlie back in. Big Hibs fans, of course. How are you doing this season?
We're doing well. I mean, I think a European place, a UEFA Cup place, is definitely within their grasp. Anything else, I don't know. But they've been doing very well, and thankfully, Hearts haven't.
Okay, all right, spot it and leave it there. DareCheckDownloads.com.